Hello, I'm Mrs. Evans, the head of Weston Green School in Thames Ditton. Welcome to Weston Green Speaks, a regular 5-minute insight into how we make the difference at Weston Green School. Throughout the year, we will be covering a variety of interesting topics, all of which explore and illustrate what matters most to us at Weston Green. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hi everyone, we're Josh, Freddie and Sophie, and we're some of the sports captains at Weston Green School. Today we are here with Mr. Morgan and Dr. Summers, our amazing sports coaches.
Dr. Summers and Mr. Morgan, tell us a bit about yourselves. How long have you worked at WGS and how did you get into sport?
So I've been at WGS for probably nearly 10 years now, but I've only been teaching sport here for 4 or 5. As you'll know, I'm a science teacher, and I never really thought I'd be a PE teacher, but I have always loved sport. I've played sport for as long as I can remember, and I just think it's so important. It has opened so many doors for me through my whole life, and I'm really, really excited to be a sports teacher here at Weston Green and sharing my passion with all you lovely children.
So I'm actually in my 10th year at Weston Green as a teacher. I started off as a year 3 teacher, and then slowly but surely progressed into the head of sport role. Absolutely love sport. The amount you can get from it is incredible. It boosts your mental capabilities as well as your physical capabilities. But also I find that sport's a really good leveller. It teaches you how to deal with disappointment, and just builds that resilience that we know that every child needs moving forwards. In terms of sports, I've been playing sports since I was 4 or 5. Absolutely love it. I've been a member at a local cricket club since I was 7 years old. And it just fosters great relationships, the amount of friendships that and contacts that I've met through club sport is incredible. So it's not just good for you, but it's good for you socially as well.
What exciting things are happening at Weston Green this year?
In sport, it's very exciting. So we really, really want all our children to develop, and from pre-prep onwards, all the children have games lessons with Mr. Morgan and Mr. Sheridan or myself, and they really, really enjoy it. And once they get into the later stages of lower prep and the beginning of upper prep, we start to play fixtures against other schools. And I think one of the most exciting things is for the first time ever, we've been playing fixtures in girls football.
Yeah, so for the first time this year, we entered a ISA girls football competition, which was absolutely incredible, great exposure for the girls. And we end up finishing 4th, which is that just from doing half a term worth of football, it shows actually there's a lot more to come from the girls in this sport, and we're already really excited about what the future holds in terms of girls football moving forward for the school. In terms of other things that I love teaching at school, or that's happening, is the ISA sports competition, so the regional and national competition that we enter into. So whether it's boys football, girls hockey, boys hockey, mixed hockey, cross country, athletics. There's just a huge amount for the children to do and push themselves towards, especially as they get higher up the school into the older year groups. In an ideal world, we want to be competing nationally as well as regionally in those sports.
Actually, talking about ISA competitions, I think all three of you have competed in either national or regional ISAs, haven't you? What do you think about that?
Good. I mean, it's really fun. Well, in athletics, it was really fun getting through to the nationals and then thinking I'm competing against some of the best, like, children at this certain category.
Let's talk about the most recent one that you were at, the football. What did you enjoy the most out of it?
I liked competing against the different schools.
I liked, when I was in year 4, the ISA athletics, we got into the nationals for the relay.
What's your favourite thing about teaching your sport?
I really like seeing the other side of children. So I teach children in the classroom and outside of the classroom, and it's a very different relationship you have with the children that you teach outside of the classroom. And you find that children who might not shine or might not be confident in the classroom, you see a completely different side on the sports pitch, and you suddenly see children really confident, being able to lead and captain and direct the other people in their teams.
I guess for me, it's more a case of, like, there is sporting potential in every child. You just need to try and unlock it. So if one thing doesn't work, that's not a problem, because you'll find something else that will work. personally, I believe every child's got an opportunity, an equal opportunity to develop their sporting pedigree.
What's your most memorable moment here at Weston Green?
There's a few that stick out. The girls qualifying for the netball for the first time, which was 3-4 years of hard work, determination by all the girls that went, and then up finishing, I think, was it eighth in the country? Which was an incredible achievement. Getting to the nationals for the football a few years ago was brilliant. It was, again, an incredible day out, incredible achievement for the children that went. And again, you kind of, at regional level, you're like, okay, we're good, but then it's that opportunity to then go to the nationals and actually test yourself against the best. And coupled with the qualifying for the amount of children we had qualified for the ISA National Athletics a couple of years ago was incredible. How many children do we have?
12
children all going to the nationals was, for us, a massive, massive feather in our cap.
Yeah, I'd agree with Mr. Morgan on those. There have been some brilliant results, and we've had some really good results at the National Hockey. We've brought trophies home.
That was a really interesting discussion.
So, that's all for today's episode of Weston Green Speaks, where we discussed the role of sport in our school. Sport is not only fun and healthy, but it also helps us develop many skills and values that we can use in life.
We are proud to be part of a school that values sport for everyone and encourages us to all participate in various activities. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please share with your friends and family who might be interested. And of course, do follow us on our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Please join us next time on Weston Green Speaks.